Modern medicine has its roots in old-fashioned folk remedies, but today, modern medicine can feel pretty distant from natural healing. Now, the Pennington Biomedical Research Center is trying to reestablish that connection by investigating the healing power of native plants in Louisiana. Travis Lux from Here and Now contributor WRKF in Baton Rouge reports.
Botanist Larry Allah is collecting plants along the Atchafalaya River in south-central Louisiana.
That's Apios americana root. You can eat it raw, but they're better cooked. Yeah.
What's it taste like?
A starchy potato. Potato is the chicken of the vegetable world. We could make supper.
But we're not here to make supper. We're here for science. Allah is with the U.S. Geological Survey's Wetland Aquatic Research Center. And he's part of a new study looking into the healing potential of native Louisiana plants. The goal, says Ray Brasseur, is to figure out whether any plants used in Cajun and Creole folk medicines might be helpful for treating diabetes.
So if we know that a certain group of people had a certain relationship with a plant at one time or still do have a relationship with a plant, then maybe it's useful. And that's where the hint comes from.
Brasseur is an anthropologist with the University of Louisiana Lafayette. Even though you might not expect folk medicine and modern medicine to work together like this, it's that possibility he finds exciting.
In a lot of ways, and especially during the 20th century at different times, science has tried to replace traditional knowledge. But as a result, a whole lot of knowledge has just been thrown to the side. And now we've some people are believing that there's a value in taking another look.
One of the plants Larry Allah is taking another look at is the lizard's tail.
It is just a common wetland plant and easy to find. Generally grows in the shade.
Lizard's tail has this stalk of teeny white flowers that gradually taper toward the end, sort of resembling the proportions of a lizard's tail. It was sought by Cajuns and Creoles for its anti-inflammatory properties, and it would have been either steeped into a tea or applied directly to wounds. Allah will send a sample of lizard's tail to researchers at Rutgers University, who will prepare an extract and send it back to Louisiana, to Anique Boudreau at the Pennington Biomedical Research Center.
And then we do the experiments on the actual cells here in the lab. In our case, what we're looking for are effects on insulin signaling.
In other words,
things that are related to diabetes.
But it's not easy work. For one, plants are pretty chemically complicated. There can be thousands of compounds in a given plant sample. And even for the same plant, its chemical makeup can change with the seasons.
You know, that complexity makes things difficult in a way, but it also means that there's a huge potential there.
Boudreau and her colleagues have tested about 100 extracts, and about 10% of those may be effective. But it's still early in the process, though, so she's quick to add this caveat.
When I say that it was effective in increasing insulin-mediated AKT phosphorylation in a context of insulin resistance in this particular muscle cell line that's growing in a dish.
So what does that mean?
We're at the very, very beginning here. It's effective in treating diabetes.
The National Institute of Health recently renewed funding for the study, so the research is poised to continue for at least 5 more years. For Here and Now, I'm Travis Lux in Baton Rouge.